Now, Boeing's Starliner spacecraft will leave the International Space Station later today, leaving behind two astronauts it brought to the station in June. Commander Barry Butch-Wilmore and co-pilot Sunita Williams will stay aboard the station until next February, when they will return aboard a SpaceX Dragon shuttle. So, well, joining us now to take us through why this is happening is scientist and space expert Dr. Niamh Shaw. Good afternoon, Niamh.
Good afternoon.
Well, just tell us, why are these astronauts not able to come back aboard the Starliner today?
They went to the International Space Station back in June on an 8-day test flight, a crewed test flight, which means crew, people on board, as part of Boeing's new capsule that was providing a service to NASA called Starliner. And they had expected that after 8 days of testing that they would return down to Earth. But what happened was, as it approached the International Space Station, there's these thrusters on the spacecraft, you know, because it's the only way they can move forward or up or down, and they can direct them. And there's 28 on board, and five of them stopped functioning. And so they eventually got four of them to dock, to work again, so that they could dock with the International Space Station. And since June, they have been trying to figure out what the problem was. And once they found out what the problem was, they were trying to figure out, could it be repaired from the International Space Station? So there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing all summer long. And finally, NASA felt that it just wasn't safe for astronauts to return to Earth on that capsule, because safety is always first. And that's why they're now there until February.
It's a massive blow for Boeing.
Oh, it is. It really is. I mean, they've lost $1.6 billion already just on this alone. But also, they were given this contract to develop this capsule the same time as SpaceX. And SpaceX has since had, you know, eight crews. It's about to have its ninth crew on the 24th of September. And so all the revenue that they were going to, earn from this Starliner is kind of fading fast. If this had been a success, they were due to send a crew up in Starliner this October, I think, and one every year, which means that they would have had at least six missions to the International Space Station, which is payment back. But now, because of this, when it returns to Earth, they still have to figure out what the problem is. It still needs to be repaired. So the earliest they're now saying is 2026, which means they will get a max of maybe three or four missions. So it's a massive loss, yeah.
So there you have, as David Bowie would say, you know, you have two astronauts sitting in a tin can far above the world. Yeah. Do they plan for these sorts of things?
Well, I think astronauts are incredible people. They're very resilient and they're very adaptable. And of course, for them, they'd be like, ooh, happy days, because, you know, astronauts wait their whole lives for a mission, you know, and there are two astronauts that have given up their opportunity in order to kind of accommodate Suni and Butch's very strange situation. So, yeah, so they've just been shifting the last couple of weeks. They have shifted the plan for the Crew 9 mission, which is a 6-month mission, and kind of slotting them into it. And they've just been, adapting that so that Suni and Butch are useful to that mission and will be conducting experiments themselves. And so they've pivoted very quickly.
So they'll come back. It'll be later than expected. But SpaceX will be doing that job.
Yes, which is, you know, I'm sure it's a massive embarrassment for Boeing. So, as like I say, SpaceX has been providing a capsule facility, like a transport system, the Crew Dragon, now since, well, it had its crewed test launch, which is what Starliner did actually during the pandemic on the 30th of May 2020. So it's been running people up and down, you know, at least once a year, more than once a year, as well as doing private sort of missions now as well. SpaceX are a very reliable transporter of humans to the International Space Station. And I guess for Boeing, that's a bitter pill to swallow, I'm sure. However, Boeing do have a strong relationship with NASA. I mean, let's not forget, they were the providers of the space launch system that got the Orion capsule to the moon there in December 2022, and have the contract for all the new rocket systems for the moon, which is known as the Space Launch System. So,
Dr. Niamh Shaw, thank you.